Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم.
And place me among the inheritors of the garden of pleasure.
واغفر لأبي إنه كان من الضالين.
And forgive my father. Indeed, he has been of those astray.
Dear listeners, previously, as you were with us, we were discussing the 85th verse of this chapter. وَجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. And 86th one, وَغْفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. And make me of the heirs of the Garden of Bliss, and forgive my father, verily he is of those astray. As you may remember, from 83rd verse, the supplications of Abraham and his beseeching before the presence of Allah began. So as we said, why he changes the addressee from those people and turns to Almighty Allah, the Lord of the worlds, it might be that after inviting those misguided people onto Allah, and after Prophet Abraham stated the manifestations of the lordship of Allah in the world of existence, he somehow understands that they are truly misguided. He becomes completely hopeless of them. So he turns to the presence of Allah and asks him whatever he wants. So this way, he can show these idolaters that whatever they are desiring for in this life and whatever they can possibly think of in the other world, they ought to ask him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Prophet Abraham started, رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ وَاجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. And the last one, وَغْفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. In this fifth supplication, Prophet Abraham prays for his misguided uncle, and according to his saying that he had promised Adhar to ask Allah forgiveness for him. In this holy verse, he says, وَغْفِرْ لِأَبِي, and forgive my father, إِنَّهُ, verily, he is of those astray. كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. Prophet Abraham had formerly promised his uncle to pray for him, as the text of the Holy Quran explicitly says. Prophet Abraham was still hopeful of returning him to Allah, of making him from the believers, of turning him, of changing him. And that's why he was never hopeless of him. So he had promised him to ask Almighty Allah for his forgiveness. As the Holy Quran says, سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي. And elsewhere, the Holy Quran says, and Abraham seeking forgiveness for his father was only because of promise he had made to him. So Abraham's aim was that by this way, he could penetrate into his uncle's heart and drag him faith. وَغْفِرْ لِأَبِي, Prophet Abraham says to Allah, and forgive my father. على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, in this part, in this fifth supplication mentioned in these couple of verses, Prophet Abraham prays for his uncle, his misguided uncle. وَغْفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. And it is interesting that, and we can somehow implicitly learn from this part of the Holy Quran and from the story of Abraham in this chapter, that we must be really careful about our relatives, our close kinship. We must try to invite them to monotheism. We must try to change their beliefs, to return them from being misguided. And the practical meaning of being careful for your close ones is that you enjoin good, forbid the evil, and then you start praying for them. وَغْفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. At first, Prophet Abraham invited him. He forbid the evil that they were worshipping the idols. And then he started praying for him. So he gave him such a promise, he fulfilled his promise to pray for Allah, and as Ibn Abbas in a narration says, Abraham sought forgiveness repeatedly for his uncle Adar, but when Adar died in his disbelief and his enmity against the religion of truth was proven, Abraham ceased seeking forgiveness for him. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.